Yeah. So in the first half of the chapter, we see Paul's concern for the Corinthians. He's warning them from false apostles, false teachers. Yeah, that preach another Jesus, another spirit, another gospel. He's warning them for the devil and his minions. Now, in the rest of this chapter, he's going to do the foolish speaking.
Yeah.
Which already that said, hey, bear with me. Yeah, endure, stick till the end, because I'm making a point. Yeah, because these Corinthians have allowed these false influences in the church. And they're comparing Paul with these false teachers, these false prophets, and they're putting in question his authority. Now, he already gave him a disclaimer that he's going to speak some things that are foolish at the beginning of the chapter.
But
look at verse 16, because he's going to give a lot of disclaimers. Verse 16. I say again, let no man think me a fool, if otherwise yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. Say, don't think of me as a fool, yeah, because I'm going to say some things that are foolish. Yeah, what is he going to do? I'm going to boast a little. Then the next verse, again, another disclaimer. That which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly, in this confidence of boasting. Guys, again, what I'm going to say is foolish. This is not after the Lord. Read the next verses, 18 and 19.
Yeah?
Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also, for you suffer fools gladly, seeing yourselves are wise. Yeah, so he said, I'm also going to glory for a moment, yeah, in the flesh, just as these others. And since you're okay allowing these fools in your midst, I'm going to play the fool as well for a moment. Yeah, bear with me. Now, in verse 21, you see it again. Yeah, it says, I speak foolishly. Yeah. Verse 21. Yeah, you don't have to read it completely. It's between parentheses, but I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, wherein, whatsoever any is bold, I speak foolishly. And in 23, does it again? I speak as a fool. Yeah. So Paul is just want to make sure yeah, that we understand that he's not serious here. He's going to speak in a way that he normally would not do. And he doesn't want anybody to misunderstand it. Yeah, it's not the Lord that is saying this.
Yeah,
it's me just playing a fool for a moment. Now, what's the foolish speaking he's going to do? Now, he's going to boast. He's gonna brag about himself. Yeah, which also tells you that boasting and bragging about yourself, yeah, that makes you a fool. Yeah, you talk about how good you are, about your accomplishments.
Yeah,
look at me. Okay, you sound like a fool. That's what you're doing. Yeah, that's what the Bible says you sound like. And if you hear people doing that, it actually does sound like a fool. Yeah? Verse 20. For you suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take off you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. Yes, I'm Paul saying you're listening, you're suffering, you're listening to these people that commend themselves, that brag and boast. And Paul is now going to say, hey, I'm going to do this, I can do this also. Yeah, let me show you. It's foolish, but just hear me doing it for a moment. Yeah, bear with me. And then he starts in verse 21. And let's firstly 21 to 23. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, whensoever any is bold, I speak foolishly. I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant in stripes, above measure in prisons, more frequent in debts, oft.
با شرمندگی میگویم که گویا ما ضعیف بودیم، اما در هر چیزی که کسی جرأت دارد از راه بیفهمی میگویم. من نیز جرأت دارم. آیا عبرانی هستند؟ من نیز هستم. اسرائیلی هستند؟ من نیز هستم. از نسل ابراهیم هستند؟ من نیز میباشم. آیا خادمان مسیح هستند؟ چون دیوانه حرف میزنم من بیشتر هستم. در مشقت ها افزوتر، در تازیانه ها زیادتر، در زندان ها بیشتر، در مرگ ها بارها.
Yeah, so Paul is bragging here. Of course, it's foolish, but he's bragging that, hey, I'm bold. Yeah. You say in Hebrew, I'm in Hebrew. You say in Israelite, I'm one. Seed of Abraham. Yeah, minister of Christ. Yeah. They're speaking as a fool, but I can do this too. I can make these claims about who I am. Yeah, it's like, I can give you the degrees I have. I can give you my qualifications. I can show you. I can boast. But it's speaking as a fool. But he says, not only that. I can also boast about what I've gone through. And what I've done. Yeah, in labors, more abundant. I did more work. In stripes. Above measure. I suffered more stripes than all these guys. Yeah, in prison, more frequent. I've been put in prison, suffered in prison more than any of those guys. As false teachers. In debts oft. Now, if you remember, it brings up little later. He was stoned. And they left him for dead. And of course he walks back afterwards to the city and continues doing the work. Yeah, I've gone through many hardships, he says, more than any of those false prophets that are commending themselves. I mean, it's not done. Verse 24. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Verse 25. Yeah, his back was probably full of scars. Yeah, thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. And night and day I have been in the deep, in the journeyings, often in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils of by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren.
سه مرتبه مرا چوب زدن، یک دفعه سنگسار شدم، سه بار شکست کشتی شدم، شبان روزی در دریا به سر بردم، در سفرها بارها، در خطرهای آبها، در خطرهای دزدان، در خطرها از قوم خدا، در خطر از امتها، در خطرها در شهر، در خطرها در بیابان، در خطرها در دریا، در خطرها در میان برادران دور.
Yeah, you want to do the boasting game? Yeah, which is foolish, but you want to do the boasting game?
Yeah.
I suffered for the cause of Christ. Yeah, I went to more trouble than any of you. Yeah, more than those braggers and boasters. These false teachers. Yeah, shipwrecked 3 times.
Stone.
Yeah, in danger of robbers. Fellow countrymen, heathen.
Yeah,
people against Paul.
Yeah.
No matter where he was, in the city, in the wilderness, in the sea,
yeah.
Trouble from false brethren. 27, read on, 27. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Yeah, physically, Paul suffered. Yeah, he was tired, weary, pain, no sleep, hunger, thirst, cold, nakedness. 28 to 30. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak? and I'm not weak. Who's offended, but I'm burn not. If I must need glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities.
گذشته از آنچه علاوه بر اینا هست آن باری که هر روزه بر من است یعنی اندیشه برای همه کلیسا کیست ضعیف که من ضعیف نمی‌شوم چه کسی لرزش می‌خورد که من نمی‌سوزم.
Yeah, it's the daily care of those burden of these churches on them, the burden of these churches that weigh on them. So he says, I went through all these things.
Yeah.
If I want to boast, if I want to brag, I have enough that I can commend myself. But hey, but this is foolish. Yeah, when you hear people bragging, they sound like an idiot. It's embarrassing to listen to. And Paul says, if I want to boast, yeah, here are the things that I want to boast in. I want to boast in my infirmities. I want to boast in the things where God came through for me. Verse 31 till 33. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor, under Aretas, the king, kept the city of the Messenes, with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me, and through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands.
اگر فخر می‌کنید که از آنچه به ضعف من تعلق دارد فخر می‌کنم. خدا و پدر خداوند ما عیسی مسیح که تا به ابد متبارک است می‌داند که دروغ نمی‌گویم. در دمشق فرماندار منصوب شده توسط حارس پادشاه شهر دمشقیان را برای گرفتن من نگهبانی می‌کرد و مرا از دریچه‌ای در زنبیلی از دیوار پایین کردند و از دستای وی فرار کردند.
Yeah, this is where I boast in. Yeah, God protected me. God brought me to. They were after me. God made sure I wasn't caught. Yeah, this is the thing I boast in, not in my accomplishments. Read 2 verses from 2 Corinthians 12. Yeah, because it goes over in that. Yeah, verse 1. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord.
لازم است که فخر کنم هرچند شایسته من نیست من به رویاها و مکاشفات خداوند می‌آیم.
It's not profitable to glory to boast. Yeah, it's not good for you. And then again in verse 5 of 2 Corinthians 12, of such a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities.
از چنین شخصی فخر خواهم کرد اما از خود جز از ضعف‌های
Yeah, glorying is not good in yourself. Bragging is not good. Commending yourself is not good. Yeah, these false teachers that are commending themselves, that was not a good sign. Yeah? But if that is the reason that you're listening to them, hey, if that's the reason you're allowing them in your midst with their false teaching, with another Jesus, another spirit, with another gospel, hey, I can boast too. I can play that game too. In your eyes, I'm weak. Yeah, we've not boasted among you because it's a foolish thing to do. You're weak in your eyes. But if I need it, I have much more to boast of. But I won't because it's foolish. I'm just doing this to make a point. And Paul says, I'm warning you for these false teachers who pretend to be ministers of righteousness.
تظاهر میکنن که واعظین حقیقت هستن.
Yeah, when we boast in our infirmities, in our shortcomings. We want God to receive the glory. So what do we learn from the chapter? And the last thing we want to be doing is bragging and boasting. Yeah. The closest we want to come to that is boasting in what God is doing in our lives.
Yeah.
In our shortcomings where God gets the glory. Where it's not about us, about me, but it's about God and it's about others. Yeah, the Bible says, let no man praise thee. It's Proverbs 27:2. Not in our mouth.
Yeah.
A stranger and not thine own lips. Yeah, oh, I'm so smart. No, God has given you the brain. God gets the glory. Why are you boasting? Oh, I have all these things. I worked for that. Okay, who has given you the power to gain wealth? God again. Get the emphasis off yourselves. Get a focus on God. Get a focus on others. Be humble. Paul was a humble person. Paul is an example of somebody who doesn't boast. And of course, don't pull it the other side. You also have fake humility. Yeah, the kind that just overdo it. Yeah, oh, you're so good and I'm so bad. I'm nothing. Yeah, that's wrong as well. Because that again is putting the focus on yourself. Yeah, to show the rest of the world how humble you are. Now you're bragging about your humbleness. And again, you will sound like a fool. Yeah, we need to see ourselves as Christ sees us. Yeah, we need to be humble, but normal humble. And we can be confident in Christ. Yeah, we don't go around telling how great we are, but we also don't go around with false humility. Yeah. When you try to make yourself look good, you look like a fool. When you try to make yourself look as lame as you can, yeah, people look through that and you'll look like a fool. Just be real. Do not pretend to be something you're not. Yeah, and of course, each of us is important in God's eyes.
Yeah.
God has prepared works for us to do. Yeah, we are children of God. And of course, we are those things because God saved us and because God prepared those works. Yeah, let be humble of heart. Yeah, and as God's people, just boast in the things of God. Boast in our infirmities. Never give God the glory in everything. Amen.
Amen.